This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. It covers a wide variety of guests and topics. If you have any comments or suggestions for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hey, Jim. Great to be with you.
And you know, we always start our program off with a prayer. And today we're going to press all of our guests into service. We're going to make them all say the prayer.
Yes, we're going to pressure people to pray.
Even before we introduce them.
Yeah, that's good.
So let's begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit. Fill the hearts of us, your faithful. And kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth.
Let us pray.
O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit instructs the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations.
Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Kind of like Mass, you know. We pray really well together, and then we kind of get off track a little. I made up a couple words there. Whoops.
Well, that particular prayer, of course, has been around forever and ever, and has several different versions, and they're all the same, but a couple words here and there, and so sometimes we get sidetracked a bit with that. Before we get started, I want to tell everybody we've got a bunch of new listeners down in the southern part of the area. Within the last couple of months, we have signed on a new radio station that covers the southern part of Indianapolis from about 465 or a little bit north of there, but from 465 all the way down to Columbus. So if you're out anywhere in that area, a bunch of cities out there, of course, Greenwood, the biggest, but Trafalgar, Princes Lakes, so who else is out there? Whiteland. There's a whole bunch of other great cities out there. You can all get Catholic radio now, and if you're in that area listening, hey, welcome aboard. Be sure to tell your friends about the station. And spreading the word about Catholic radio is one of the toughest things we do around here. And we've recently come up with a new tool, and maybe you can help us. You've no doubt been to a hotel or someplace where they have the little cards with all of the area attractions on them and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've made up a little card for Catholic radio that way. That talks about all the different ways you can get it, all the different areas where you can get it. And if you happen to be in an area where none of those work, there's a QR code at the bottom of it. You can scan the QR code with your phone, and instantly you'll be listening to Catholic Radio Indy. So they come in a nice little freestanding rack that only takes up about 3 inches by 2 inches of space. And if you think you could maybe get one of those in your parish, in the narthex of your parish, or put those to good use at some organization that you're with, they'll give us a call at Catholic Radio. We'd be happy to tell you all about it. Our phone number is 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400. And Bridget, we had a whole bunch of people saying that prayer with us.
We did.
Who were they?
Well, we've got a really awesome group here this morning. We are going to be talking about World Youth Day, which is a super cool event. And we have a group of San Damiano scholars from Marian University who are going to be actually leading this and participating in it. And joining us in studio are our guests. We have Sarah Getman, Anna Seiler, and Kyle McCreary. Welcome to Faith in Action.
Thank you.
You were very vigorous prayer, so we we know that you're going to have a lot of stamina to go to World Youth Day. I want to start off. Maybe people heard in the interview or in the intro, I said San Damiano Scholars, and that's a pretty big deal at Marian University. What is a San Damiano Scholar? Who wants to take that, Kyle?
Sure.
I just looked at him and made him.
That's perfect. So the San Damiano Scholars Program is a four-year program at Marion, and kind of its overarching mission is to create missionary disciples.
Mm-hmm.
And so through that program, you actually get a minor in pastoral leadership.
Oh, that's cool.
And so through that, you you take a few extra classes at Marion, theology-based classes, that really kind of give you the tools that you need to really go into the workforce after college and kind of feel comfortable sharing the word. Mm-hmm. I mean, sharing God's love and joy with everyone that you meet. And so it's an awesome opportunity, and I bet these two could be able to share as well. I mean, just being with in a program of over 200 students.
Wow.
And having the same goals, the same passions, same love of God.
Now, is that program meant for students who will be going into the ministry of one sort or another, or people who will be going on to become, you know, regular, ordinary people in the world?
Jim, it's all ministry, right? If you're baptized Catholic, right?
Well, that's right. Exactly. Absolutely.
Exactly.
But that's a good question. Go ahead. Anyone want to answer that?
Yeah, great question. The program is designed to create leaders in the church, but leaders in the church doesn't necessarily mean specifically for ministry. We want you to be, and the program designs you to be and shapes you to be a leader in whatever field you go into. Mm-hmm. So radio, or
sure.
We have a lot of doctors and nurses in the program.
Yeah.
Kyle is pre-med over here.
Oh, wow. So, that's awesome.
And so, like, the goal is to shape good Catholic leaders who are able to cultivate the faith and live a authentically Christian life, and no matter what they do. So.
Yeah, and boy, we sure do need that in the medical community. And I mean, I just got to have a shout out to Marion University, because they are longtime supporters of Catholic Radio India. Mm-hmm. So we just want to thank you, Marion University, for being such a loyal and great supporter of Catholic Radio India. We could not do it without you. And it's great to have really you young people here with us. I got to ask you, are you all sophomores? Where are you from? Are you from Indianapolis? We'll start back with you, Sarah, here, and then we'll go to Anna and Kyle.
All right. I'm Sarah Getman. I am a sophomore from Mitchell, Indiana, which is a small town about 45 minutes south of Bloomington.
Where they make school bus bodies.
Yes.
That's all I know.
Jim,
knowing you had an astronaut from there, right?
Yes. Gus Grissom.
Oh,
we actually have three.
That's what I know about Mitchell.
That's more than a lot of people, so
good
for
awesome.
You. And I am a sophomore studying history, theology, and global studies.
Ooh, awesome. Mm-hmm. All right, Anna, how about you? Where are you from, and what are you studying?
I am from here in Indianapolis, just about 5 minutes away from here in the studio. And I am studying social work and sociology with that minor in pastoral leadership that we talked about.
That's awesome. And Kyle, you're pre-med, and
yes.
Anything else?
So,
are you a sophomore too?
I am a sophomore.
Okay.
So I have two majors, biology and Spanish. My biology major is in the pre-med track, so pre-med focused.
Wow, that's awesome. In fact, my daughter is at Purdue, and she is a senior, and she is got a Spanish minor already, and she's
nice.
Also doing pharmacy. So we'll see. You know, she might go into the PharmD program. You know, got the doctorate, but that's on down the road. But okay, so we're talking about World Youth Day. Mm-hmm. Why is an event like that really important, I guess, for Catholic youth right now?
Mm.
Who wants to take that?
I can.
Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
So it was really my grandpa who really kind of brought it to my attention that youth in today's society are in dire need of strong faith formation, even more than what it was 30 or 40 years ago. And youth today can be told about the faith, but I feel like youth today, they really need to experience it. They can't just be told it and 100% believe it and roll with it. They really need to experience it. So
true. I mean, that goes for everybody, but yeah, for youth, definitely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we are very passionate about what we believe in, what we're doing. I mean, and I think I can speak for all of us that we still want and need that experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, even for people who might not have that strong calling or that strong relationship with God, they too need that experience. So that's what really drove us to find a way that we can provide for the youth in the greater Indianapolis area, Indiana, and abroad.
So how did you guys happen to decide you wanted that World Youth Day was going to be the thing that you do? And it's in Portugal, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it this summer? What month is it?
It is the end of July into early August.
Okay. Nice and warm down there, right?
Exactly.
Definitely.
I went to Rome in I guess it was June, so it wasn't too bad, but I know that like later on it starts getting pretty warm down there. But why did you guys decide to do World Youth Day? Anybody?
Well, I know I had talked to Kyle previously, I think early last year, and he was really talking about wanting to start just a pilgrimage from the ground up at Marion, which, like he said, he's into big ideas. So definitely knew that that was something he would make happen if he really wanted to. But I think we, knowing that it would be hard enough to start something from the ground up, it would be a good thing to kind of start with a structure, which World Youth Day is. We go through a company that kind of takes care of all the logistical things, flights and hotels and things like that, just to make it that much easier for us so we don't have to worry about that and we can focus on the benefits spiritually and with the people that are around us.
Absolutely. If you're just joining us right now, we are talking with the San Damiano Scholars at Marion University, and they are taking on this huge endeavor to lead a pilgrimage of about 40 students, and I think you're all going as well, to World Youth Day, which is in Portugal, and it is really super awesome. Okay, I didn't actually say your name, so I'm going to say that. Sarah Sarah Getman, Anna Seiler, and Kyle McCreary are those of us, those who are in our studio today. Do you know what the theme is? Is there a theme for...
Yes.
Go ahead, Sarah.
So I'm really excited about this theme. The theme for this year is Mary Arose and Went with Haste.
Ooh.
So it's focusing on the visitation of Mary to Elizabeth right after she's received the news that she is the mother of God, which is amazing. And the visitation is actually my favorite mystery of the rosary. But we're focusing on that line, Mary arose and went with haste, is the verse of in the theme of the year. And it's really focusing on the missionary call and witnessing and viewing Mary as a model of a missionary, because she found out this good news and immediately went to share it with somebody who needed it. Her cousin Elizabeth was pregnant. She needed help when in that amazing, joyful time before she gave birth. And Mary had great news to share as well about our Lord, which is the same news that we all have to share. So it's this year's theme is really about empowering youth to go with haste to the rest of the world to evangelize and to share the gospel.
Sure. Now, we're talking to three students from Marion University here. How many local students from Marion or otherwise are going to be going to World Youth Day from this area, or is that still undetermined yet?
So we are going through the Archdiocese of Indianapolis.
Okay.
And Verso Ministries is the company we're kind of using through them.
Okay.
So last that I heard, I think there are about 180 participants from the greater Indianapolis area or who are going through the Archdiocese going. And we have a very large part of that, being almost 40 students. And youth worldwide is anywhere from 16 to 35. So anywhere 16 years old all the way to 35 are participants. Millions of people will be in Portugal for over a week. And it will just be a very incredible, fruitful experience.
Wow. Those numbers are really amazing because so many people have such a negative view of youth today that it's kind of, gee, if we threw a World Youth Day, would anybody show up?
Right.
And it sounds like yes.
Oh, yes.
Enthusiastically.
Mm-hmm. In the past, it has set the records. World Youth Days have set the records for the largest gathering of people, like, in the United States.
Wow.
John Paul II's World Youth Day in St. Louis, it was the largest gathering of people in the United States.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really wild. We need to take a break, and I'll tell you the wild story when I come back. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor, tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley and I are in the studio, and we are talking with the San Damiano Scholars from Marian University who are involved in planning and leading a World Youth Day pilgrimage with a group of students from Marian University, along with they're joining up with the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. And we're actually talking with Sarah Getman, Anna Seiler, and Kyle McCreary. And I want to talk about, well, before we get into the rest of the interview, you guys need help in terms of the fundraising aspect. I know you've raised around $50,000. It's going to be like $150,000 that you guys need to raise. How can people help? Let's just get that out the gate right now.
All right. We have a fundraising service through Marian University that is at marian.crowdchange.co. That's .co. And that is the host for all Marian fundraising. But World Youth Day will be one of the first events up there. Yeah, when you pull it up, or you can search for us. And you're able to make a donation to the entire group through that page. That's marian.crowdchange.co. Or you can select an individual student to donate to if you so desire.
And I also want to mention there is an event coming up this weekend. It is at Sunday, February 12th at the Northside Events and Social Club. It's the Knights of Columbus regular charity breakfast and the San Damiano Scholars Marian trip here, the World Youth Day trip, is the beneficiary. Mm-hmm. So that's another way if you feel like going out to eat. I think it's from like 8 until noon or something like that at 71st and Keystone, basically, the Northside Events and Social Club. You can go there and have breakfast. The breakfast is great, and that you guys are the beneficiary, so that's really awesome.
Yeah.
I want to get into why is a trip like this needed? Why is it needed for youth to have some kind of experience like this? Go ahead.
Okay, this is a great question. So this experience is really structured around witnessing the universal church. Mm-hmm. So this event will draw Catholics, young Catholics from all around the world, millions of them. And it's an incredibly powerful experience to witness. Our church is not just the building that we pray in. Our church is not just the people in my state who also happen to be Catholic. No, this is a universal faith, and we are not alone. We are strengthened by the beauty of this church and how it exists in every place in the world. It's especially really important because this witnessing this faith in action will be incredible and a formative experience for where you go next. So we talk about a pilgrimage as we're walking the journey beforehand, and then there's the key event. For the key event for us is World Youth Day. But the journey doesn't stop at the end of the pilgrimage. It doesn't stop at the end when you leave, when we leave Lisbon. It's going to be an event that forms us for the rest of our lives. Mm. And that will be an incredible experience. We'll have the opportunity to see and talk with Catholics from all around the world. And we're going to be at Mass with the Pope. We're going to do an overnight walking pilgrimage to sleep under the stars. We'll have Stations of the Cross with Pope Francis as well. Like, and see, I'm so excited. We're about to, before we World Youth Day even starts, we're taking a pilgrimage to Fatima. Which is going to be such a blessing.
Way to kick that off.
Yes. It's so exciting. And so, like, we're having so many formative events all packed into 1 week. And so
you're going to be glowing.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. You may not need to take a plane home. You might just be able to fly back on your own like Iron Man, right?
Yeah.
I love it.
And so if we're experiencing all of this with so many good people and preparing beforehand as well, how could this not shape us for the rest of our lives and really strengthen our faith?
Yeah, I got to tell you the wild thing. Okay, so my husband went to World Youth Day in Denver in 1993, and we were the wild thing was like, oh my gosh, that was like 30 years ago, you know? But yeah, I think, and I asked him before we left, I said, how did this impact you? And he said he couldn't believe how many young people that were like him that were on fire for, you know, their faith, their Catholic faith. They loved the Eucharist. They loved the faith. And it was so encouraging just to see all those other people. Now, they ate McDonald's all the time, which that wasn't great. He keeps talking about that. He goes, I never can eat at McDonald's again because I ate so much there. But yeah, it was really life-changing. So I'm super excited. Now, I know you guys are doing some faith formation as a way to kind of prepare yourselves prior to going. Who wants to take that one? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Anna? I can. So I know starting off, we kind of talked about how we wanted to structure things. And before we even got to the logistical piece of what that would look like, we were talking about how would we best grow in our faith with each other and just in our relationship with God in general. And we kind of built that from the ground up, trying to figure out how to strengthen our community, strengthen your own formation as well. Mm-hmm. So we are looking to, we meet once every 2 weeks with the group of students, all 40 of us, and we are having adoration every time as a group, which is just a great time to, you know, just come back to the root of our faith, to be in front of the Eucharist and just kind of thank God for each other and for this opportunity and ask for those things that we need to get there, both physical and financially, as well as spiritually.
So you got to put a lot of trust in God too, not only to, you know, to travel overseas, which, you know, is this all your first time overseas?
Yes.
Not for me.
Okay. And then what about, is it your first World Youth Day? Curious.
Yes.
Okay. So we've got about 6 minutes left. I want to talk to each of you about what do you hope to come out of this for yourself. We'll start with you, Kyle.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, we're talking about a lot of serious things. We're also talking about a bunch of young people all getting together. So it's going to be a lot of fun, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Everything will be fun. But aside from the fun, what do you hope to get out of it, Kyle?
No, that's a great question. So starting this project and having a leadership role in this, I really kind of found a fascination and a calling to talk about the faith with youth. And I believe, I think all of us kind of fall in that category. But I would love to use this experience to really lead me in my life after college. I believe I want to be a doctor. But really finding an interest in talking about my faith, it's like maybe that's not what God wants me to do. Maybe I want to be a doctor. Maybe God wants me to lead pilgrimages for youth in Indiana. I really don't know. So I hope to use this experience to guide me through the next chapter of my life.
It's so awesome to see young people like so open to God at, you know, at this stage in their life and just like, I want to be a doctor. That's great. And you probably will be. And that's probably, God probably gave you that desire to do that. But the fact that you're humble enough to say, God, I'm going to do what you want me to do. You know, Anna, how about you? What do you hope to get out of this event?
Well, I know, like Sarah was talking about with the Universal Church, my first kind of realization of, oh my gosh, it's not just me in my little Catholic school bubble that I've been in for the past 12 years. My first kind of experience with that was at NCYC in 2016, I believe, my junior year of high school, maybe sophomore year, depending on junior year, sorry. And so that was just, I remember group adoration just being...
It's
awesome. Silent. You could hear a pin drop, but there was thousands of people in Lucas Oil Stadium.
Yeah, and that was super cool.
Just one of those things where you're like, yeah, sometimes I don't have the group of friends that'll just sit and talk about our faith. But with the San Damiano program especially, I find myself getting conversations like that all the time. And it's so nice and it's so refreshing to have people that will talk to you about that. And if you go to them with something you're going through, they'll be like, well, you know what? You kind of give you that harsh truth of, well, it'll be okay, but, you know, pray about it, sit on it. And that's kind of not what you want to hear all the time. You want to be like, I want answers now. But I think for World Youth Day specifically, I mean, I know that NCYC was such a cool experience. But I mean, when I first kind of didn't know what World Youth Day was, I looked it up and it seemed like NCYC just times 1,000.
Times a couple million.
Yes.
Got a bunch
of. Just feeling that experience and being with all those people, just looking forward to just all those amazing opportunities in that.
And Sarah, how about for you?
So I mentioned at the beginning that I am a history, theology, and global studies major. And like this event is all of those things combined, which is awesome. So I'm really excited about being able to see the faith and also see all of these. So we'll see the culture of Portugal, but we'll also see the cultures of everybody else who will be there. And so I'm really excited about that. I'm particularly excited to journey with the people who we're walking with at Marian. To lead this group of pilgrims and also to be a pilgrim with them will be an incredible experience, because it's so many stories of very good friends who have met at college. And this is going to be another key event in our story, I think, that will form all of us. And also,
Well, I hope you guys blog, take a lot of pictures. I don't know if you guys have an Instagram or something that you guys are going to be posting on, because we'll follow you on that for sure. Awesome. Okay, how can people help? We got a couple minutes left, and I know you have to raise about $100,000. Right. You know, so again, can you give that website again and then how people can support you? Go ahead, Sarah.
The website is Marian, M-A-R-I-A-N, .crowdchange.co. And again, that's Marian.crowdchange.co. And you can search for World Youth Day, or it will be one of the other the first fundraising tabs that you see when you pull up the website.
And then also, if you want to go out to breakfast, you can go to the Knights of Columbus. It's going to be Sunday, February 12th at the Northside Events and Social Club at 71st and Keystone. And a portion of those proceeds will be going to this World Youth Day pilgrimage. Go ahead, Jim.
And I'm going to sneak in my question.
Go ahead, sneak it in. We've got a couple minutes. We can do that, Jim.
The students that we're talking to are from Marian University. They're part of the San Damiano Scholarship Program. If somebody is listening or has a child that thinks, gee, I think that sounds like something I might be interested in, how does someone become a San Damiano Scholar? What do they do? If they're in high school now, what's the next step?
Yeah, so we actually have a registration form, like an application, and you go through a lot of interview. It's a pretty big process because it's an awesome step in your faith journey at Marian. But it's sandamianoscholars.org. And you can go to that website, you can find that application and have your student fill it out, juniors, seniors, and even into college. If you're making that shift to a different university like Marian, there is always time for you to join the program.
That is a great question, Jim. And we are so encouraged here at Catholic Radio Indy to see you young people going out there and spreading the gospel and taking on such a great leadership role into leading a pilgrimage. It's really awesome. We are out of time. I want to... let you know who our guests were. They were Sarah Getman, Anna Seiler, and Kyle McCreary, San Damiano Scholars from Marian University, leading this pilgrimage. The website is marian.crowdchange.co. You can help donate there. And hey, would you guys like to come back?
Yes, after
your trip, we'd love to have you, and we'd like to hear all about it. And do you guys have an Instagram, or do you know if you're going to be having an Instagram or anything we can follow you?
We do not have one yet, but our hope is to take a lot of pictures, a lot of videos, and really make a really big, beautiful video that we can share with all of our donors, supporters, faculty and staff at Marian and so forth, to really share our experiences and to really get youth fired up about the next World Youth Day.
Well, you share that with us and we'll share it with our social media and our audience. So thank you so much for being our guest today. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. This program and all Faith in Action programs can be heard or downloaded as podcasts from catholicradioindy.org. If you have a comment or suggestion for guests or topics for the program, please contact Brigid, that's B-R-I-G-I-D, brigid@catholicradioindy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. This program has been pre-recorded.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.